Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
If you're anything like me, you tend to get sidetracked by life's challenges. When our goals and plans run up against a sturdy obstacle, our reaction is often to turn around and head back in the other direction. Well, today we encounter someone whose story can't help but challenge that kind of thinking. Jen Bricker was born without legs and with her heart on the opposite side of her chest, the type of obstacles most of us can't even imagine. And yet today, Jen is an internationally known aerial gymnast, a champion power tumbler, and a motivational speaker. She's penned a new book detailing her journey of faith, drive, and extraordinary determination called Everything is Possible, Finding the Faith and Courage to Follow Your Dreams. And Jen Bricker joins us today on the road. Jen, it's really a privilege to have you on the show today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, you've gained international acclaim for your excellence as an aerialist. And I have to ask you as we begin, is that exactly what I'm seeing in my head? Are you basically just flying through the air in these really impressive fashions?
Well, I like the way that sounds. an aerialist is yes, you're in the air and you are flying around a lot, spinning, twisting, things like that. Whether it's in silk fabric or it looks like a hoop, it's called the lira, or, you know, straps, different apparatuses all under the umbrella of being an aerialist. And I typically perform with the silk fabric because I just have a heart for it and it's very beautiful. So, but yes, I mean, that passion of being an aerialist, it has taken me all over the world and it's just, it's a major blessing.
Oh, it's extraordinary. I want to ask you more about the path to doing that professionally in just a few moments. But, you know, I often find myself dubbing stories one of a kind. But, Jen, this one really fits that bill. Can you rewind the tape on your story and introduce us to your adoption story specifically?
Yeah. So, I mean, I always say I think the most powerful part of my story is before I was ever even born. Mm-hmm. Or before I came into the picture, rather. And just because my parents, you know, they had never adopted, never fostered, never, you know, knew anything about a person without legs or anything like that. And my mom had three boys and she had to have a hysterectomy, so she couldn't have kids anymore. But she always wanted a girl. You know, she always wanted a baby girl. And she prayed for 10 years. She never gave up. She heard about this girl born without legs one day. And it was just like a light bulb went off in her head. And so she thought, well, that must be my daughter. I want her. And so that's what they did. You know, she just went after me and talked to my brothers and my dad, and everybody was on board. Everybody was excited. And it was just one meant-to-be miracle after another. And they got me when I was 3 months old.
You know, navigating our younger years can be challenging for all of us, but take us through some of the blessings and the challenges of your youth, dealing with what you were.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. People have asked if I was bullied or how my childhood was, or maybe assume that I was bullied, I think, is a lot of in certain interviews or questions. I get that. And for a while, I almost felt guilty because that wasn't part of my story. And I was like, okay, here I am answering this over and over again. And it's, because it would be kind of skewed toward, well, I'm sure you were bullied, right? And I'm sure that you had a bad childhood, right? And I'm like, actually, no, that's just not my story. You know, it's not part of it. And as I've talked about it for so many years now, and you know, when you talk about it, you think about it more, and I realized that that's how it was supposed to be. I mean, I was put up for adoption and placed into this family, into this community, where everybody knew everyone. And so it allowed me to have a great childhood in school because, you know, the bullying wasn't there because, I mean, everyone knew me. You know, day one of kindergarten, oh, why don't you have legs? Well, because I was born like this. okay, great, let's go play recess. I mean, it's just, that's it. You're a kid, you don't care, you know? And that's it. And then we all grew up together. And so it just wasn't a thing. And I've always had a very kind of bold, fiery, you know, personality. And that's just me. And so all of those things, you know, I think I was very much protected in where I grew up for a reason, so that I could have been just filled with all the love and the self-esteem and the encouragement and confidence, all that stuff that I was filled with, so I can be who I am today and do all the things I'm meant to do today. Because I think my major challenge is definitely, you know, life just got harder as I get older. I think for everybody it does.
Amen.
But, you know, it was like traveling the world, moving to LA, being in the entertainment industry, being the only person like myself doing what I do in the field I'm in. Those are real challenges. And so as a kid, it's like, I mean, I just can't compare the two.
Understood. It sounds like you were actually more of a celebrity from as soon as you can remember, which actually kind of prepares you to be in the limelight. Jen Bricker is with us today. She is a professional aerialist, a motivational speaker, and author of the new book, Everything is Possible. And we do have, thanks to the kindness of her publisher, 3 books to give away. If you're fascinated by Jen's story, you can head to myfaithradio.com. Just look for On the Road and send us a note and say, I want that book. And we will put you in the drawing for that. You know, as you talk about your youth, never say can't is one of the memorable lines that you attribute to your parents in the book. And how do you believe that they specifically have shaped the person that you've become?
So much. I mean, they have shaped so much of who I am. And the never say can't, it's so much more than those words, right? Because words without action is just empty and powerless and void. Mm. And so my parents, the thing that was so powerful is that they didn't just say, you can do whatever you want and we believe in you. But if they would have just said that, but then when I came to them and said, I want to play softball, basketball, volleyball, power tumbling, and I want to go roller skating too, you know, so wait, what a minute, like, what? What'd you just say? You know, instead of coming back with, well, Jen, I mean, that sounds pretty impossible. That's really difficult. Here's a laundry list of all the reasons why you can't do it and why it's too difficult, or, you know, you're too fragile, it's too dangerous, all of these things. They were like, okay, that's awesome. So we're just going to figure out how to make it work for you. We'll put the roller skates on your hands, you know? And that was it. So it was never once did they discourage me. And that is everything. It's everything, because it transcends into who you are as an adult and the way you go about your own dreams and passions. It gave me the confidence to make my own choices, to have a level head on my shoulders, to trust my own opinions and judgments, and to be able to make decisions on my own, which absolutely, again, translates into me as an adult, you know? And so they just made a huge, huge impact on me.
Well, I love the discussion in the book about your early passion for athletics. And I just wonder, what was it about so many of the different things that you tried, as you mentioned the list there? Why were they such a joy for you?
I always just joke and say I came out an athlete. Because that's the only way I can explain it. You know, it's, I just loved being active. I love being outdoors. I think I'm naturally a kind of focused person. I like intensity. I like focus. I like technique and things that matter and have a purpose and a place. And this goes here and this is why you do that. And, yet I'm also very artistic and creative, so it's kind of I'm a very interesting hybrid in that respect. But, you know, my brother's always had me out playing and jumping off things and scaring everybody half to death. But I had that passion from a young age. I mean, I started softball in first grade, so very early.
We're talking with Jen Bricker, a professional aerialist, a motivational speaker. Her new book, is called Everything is Possible, and I dare you to read it and come away with anything other than that truth, that everything is, in fact, possible. And your story really is one of overcoming challenges. Are there ones that you look back and you say, now that was really the central challenge, or that was one of the biggest challenges that I had to face? And if so, how did you conquer it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple. I think the biggest one, and I talk about it in my book really for the first time publicly, and it was about 4 years ago, four and a half years ago is kind of when it started. But I had met a trainer and gotten in really good shape and learned all just this whole new method of how to look a bit leaner and eat differently and sleep differently. And it was amazing and it was exciting, and I lost a bunch of weight and I was skinnier than I had ever been. But then I didn't stop. I just kept going and kept losing weight and became completely obsessed with being completely skinny. I mean, I just, of all people, like, I never thought I would be caught up in that world of kind of letting the magazines and the billboards and the TV things get to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mentally stronger person in that I had never been affected by peer pressure. I'd never minded, you know, standing alone, doing whatever I wanted, but I totally 100% got caught up in it and obsessed with it. And it swallowed my life for a while, for years actually, and took several years to come out of it, and real serious measures and choosing every single day that it wasn't going to, you know, swallow my whole life up every day. And it was just like a vicious cycle, because it's your own mind that you have to get out of that. And that was a long journey of just trying to love my body again, even if it wasn't a double zero. And I'm also in the entertainment industry. I'm on TV. I'm with aerialists and acrobats, and everybody's chiseled and perfect. And yeah. I was still small. Like, even though I'm a size 1-2 right now, and coming from I was below a double zero. So just the difference of a couple sizes was so hard for me to wrap my mind around. I mean, it almost 3 years of kind of a healing and recovering process.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I would say that is one of the most difficult things I've ever had to go through.
In the midst of all of the things that you have surmounted and the just extraordinary determination that you have shown, you talk about the presence of your faith in God so much in the book, and Everything is Possible, really, I think, is the theme for this book, not only in simply the fact that it is the title, but because the truth comes up again and again. But why does your faith give you that reassurance that everything is possible? And talk about when faith came into your life, Jen.
Yeah, I mean, my faith is everything. You know, it's my joy, it's my strength, it's my rock, my understanding, perspective, priority. You know, it makes everything make sense. And God has revealed a lot to me at a very young age. I mean, I didn't realize at the time that it was not, you know, kind of common. But as I've gotten older, I was like, wow, I really understood things from really early on that isn't necessarily conventional or, I guess, normal. You know, at 10 years old, I told my mom very confidently, I just said, you know, God has a huge plan for me and it's going to change the world.
Wow.
I mean, and I knew it. It was just one of those things. I didn't know exactly. I mean, I didn't know what. I didn't know what I'd be doing. I didn't know when. And it was just like I said it, and then I never said, and then that was it. But, and there are times in my life where I know that I know that I know. And that was one of those moments.
Wow.
It was the first moment I ever remember actually having that moment. And and it's just unreal where he's taken me so far and all that he's doing that I can't even predict at this point. And faith came into my life. I grew up in a Christian home, and I got baptized when I was 13. made the choice to get baptized when I was 13. And then it's just been a very, you know, a process and a journey. Like, everyone has their own journey and with their faith. And I would say in the last 2 years, it's been a crazy, crazy, crazy fast track of just a whole different relationship, understanding, mindset, everything. I mean, it really started, the beginning of this kind of revelation of understanding things on a bit of a deeper level started in 2010 when I was in Orlando. I went to a new church and realized who Francis Chan, the author, former pastor, still, you know, preaches and
yes.
stuff. But I read his book, Crazy Love, and it just blew my mind. Like, it changed. So it just changed. It just started opening that door where ever since, so about 6 years, but the last 2 years have been, like, mind-blowing, life-changing kind of thing. And I needed it. You know, God is purposeful. And so
yes.
I've been on this track where, you know, my life has also changed significantly in the last 2.5 years, and I needed that to be prepared for all of that.
Yeah. Well, it's there's so much hope in that journey and in the discovery of God's purpose for your life, even expressed at age 10. I love that. Jen Bricker is with us, a professional aerialist, motivational speaker, the author of the new book, Everything is Possible. And we do have 3 books of Everything is Possible, 3 copies to give away. We'll do a drawing. And if you head to myfaithradio.com, just look for On the Road. You can send us a note right there and say, I would love one of Jen's books. And we'll put you in the drawing, and we'd love to send you a copy of this extraordinary story. It really is an amazing, amazing story. And one of the central moments in the story, Jen, is discovering the identity of your biological family. How did that come about, and why was it so shocking what you discovered?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up always knowing I was adopted and that my biological family was from Romania. And so, you know, it was very open, no pink elephant in the room. And I, you know, like I said, I love gymnastics, and we watched it when the Olympics came on, and we even watched some of the more televised meets prior to the Olympics. And so I just loved it. I was naturally drawn to gymnastics. And then one day I remember seeing Dominique Moceanu on TV, and she was also Romanian. She was on the U.S. team, but I knew she was Romanian. And I just thought, man, we look alike, and this is cool. And, you know, we look alike, and we have kind of the same characteristics or personality, and we're both Romanian. And it just, it was really cool for me as a kid on those levels, especially because I grew up and nobody looked like me. I mean, no one. I had black hair. I was very tan, big brown eyes, and I grew up in, you know, cornfield and cow territory. And there really wasn't any diversity. So it was really extra cool for me that somebody looked like me.
Yeah.
And then I found out right before I turned 16 that Dominique was in fact my biological sister.
That is certainly extraordinary. How has that relationship developed?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, and I have a younger sister as well, Christina, and we're not even 2 years apart, and we look pretty much like twins, which is super awesome. And so, you know, we all 3 live in different states now, and pretty evenly, actually completely spread out across the U.S., and they both are married, and they have kids, and I travel the world like a maniac, and so it's hard to stay in touch, but we do make an effort, and we try to stay in touch or, you know, gather, fly to each other at certain family events or holidays or things like that. And of course I still, you know, see my family that I grew up with. So I'm trying to fit my sisters in too. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to go home to see my mom and my dad and my brothers in Illinois, and then try to kind of ping everybody else into that as well. And, you know, it's cool. I mean, I grew up with brothers, so having 2 sisters in the mix, and I'm the middle, but then I grew up as the baby and the only girl. So it's so, I mean, they're totally different dynamics. First of all, just purely on the fact of, you know, boys and girls, sisters and brothers. Then yeah. you have the totally different upbringings. You know, they were raised totally opposite with Romanian, Eastern European, kind of a very structured, not so great childhood. And then here I am with, like, you know, American cornfield family in the middle of nowhere where, and I had a good childhood. So those are the things you have to work through, and you have to just kind of figure out where everyone belongs, you know?
Yeah.
Just
an extraordinary, I think I've said that word probably 7 or 8 times in the interview, but it really is the word, an extraordinary story from Jen Vicker. And there are so many questions I would love to ask you, but as our time quickly hastens towards the exits, you know, why did you want to tell this story, Jen? Why did you want to get it out there, to be so public about your life? And how did you hope that it might impact people?
Well, I knew pretty much my whole life that I was going to write a book. It's just kind of a matter of time. I kind of thought I was going to speak and write a book as my retirement plan, but God had other plans. So both of those are already been happening for years. So, well, the book just came out, but I've been speaking for years. And God put it on my heart 2 years ago to start this book process. And I knew then that it was time. Oh, wow. I mean, it was all I thought about. It was very clear that this was the time, that then was the time to start the book process and to just get it going. And, it, you know, I was able to openly talk about things like my body image things and other things where I really wanted to be open and authentic, and I wanted just people to be touched on so many levels. Men, women, tweens, teens, millennials, baby boomers, international, domestic. This book, you know, was supposed to have a heartbeat and to be alive, and that it would go across the world to millions. And that's a big, and that's actually exactly what it's doing, which is incredible to see. It just made the New York Times bestseller list, which is, I found out on my birthday. So that was an amazing birthday gift.
Happy birthday.
And
yeah.
Thank you. It's just unbelievable. And so, yeah, just for people to really, really take away that they're significant, what they bring to the table matters, and it's of equal value.
Well, we do want to remind people that if you're tuning in and you're hearing snippets of Jen Bricker, the professional aerialist, motivational speaker, and author of the new book, Everything is Possible, we do, in fact, have 3 copies of this book to give away, and we would be honored to get one in your hands. You can enter the drawing at myfaithradio.com. Just look for On the Road to send us a note there. And we would not want to say farewell, Jen. For those who don't have an opportunity to win the drawing, where can they go to learn more about you and to grab a copy of this great book?
Yeah, you can follow me on all social media, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, all at Jen Bricker. And for the book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Christian bookstores. It's also in audio form, which I read myself. And go to jenbricker.com/book as well. So anywhere books are available, you can get it anywhere.
Well, it really was a pleasure chatting with you today, Jen, and learning more about your story. And I guess really the only question left is, considering all that you've achieved before the age of 30, I mean, what's next for you? Are there still things that you look at and say, that's what I want to do next?
Oh, yeah. So many things. So many things. Eventually, I want to get married and have kids one day. I think there's going to be several more books coming. And continue traveling, speaking, many more countries that I want to see. And I think I'm going to hit into the beauty world and more into the fitness and nutrition, and just kind of flip things upside down and have a face and a body that's never been seen in CoverGirl and Vogue and Vanity Fair and Under Armour, ESPN, these kind of things where there's opportunity and ground for just absolutely groundbreaking things that have never been done. And I feel like I'm supposed to be that person. So it's amazing, and I can't wait to see what else God has up his sleeve.
Well, those are great words. Great words to say farewell on. Can't wait to see as well from us to you what God has up his sleeve for you. And we're so grateful for your time today, Jen. Thanks for talking with us here on the road.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.